Lumi Christi and Jackson United squared off in hockey on Saturday night. And while Jackson United continued their amazing role, they've won 9 straight games. They're now 14-2. They clobbered Lumen 7-1. Their coach, Andy Sinkovitz, joins us. Of course, former Lumen player. Andy, quite a performance by you guys Saturday.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. The guys really responded to our challenge, and we scored a bunch of goals, and we've been trying to continue on with that, and we had a good outcome.
Well, they, I think, kind of beat up on you guys for years. You split with them last year, and it's a big win for you, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, they're a good club, and we know that, and they're not gonna lay down for anybody. But when we came into the program a few years ago, we set the expectations high. We didn't want to just beat the crosstown rival and call it good. We had the goal of going on deep in the playoffs, and one of our big goals this year is to actually get into the state finals. And as lofty as that is, that's how you get there. You beat the teams you should, and then you've got to start beating the teams that are better than you. So that's where we're heading.
Yeah, 7-1. Even at 14-2, Andy, your two losses, you were in both those games. They were kind of high scoring games. You were in both of those.
Well, yeah. I mean, early in the year, we were in a tournament up in Grand Rapids area. Lost a game in a tourney finals to an pretty good Indiana team, and mm-hmm. then Lake Orion was our other loss in early December. And they're no pushover. They're a good Detroit-based team. And we've got our full club now. I mean, back then, Brady Rowe is a defenseman, senior this year. And Saturday was kind of a sweep for him because he played football in the Michigan Center Lumen game and was injured in that game. So we didn't have him early on.
Uh-huh.
So he's been back for a few games now, and that was kind of nice for him on Saturday.
So, Jackson United, where are you drawing the kids from?
We have, of course, Jackson High is our pilot school.
Mm-hmm.
We have Northwest, Western, and then Michigan Center.
Okay, and obviously you've put together a good one this year. At 14-2, I was looking at your last 9 games. You've outscored the opposition 66-15. So that's total domination.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, there's an old saying, a good defense is a good offense, and that's kind of our motto this year. We're playing 200 feet from our net. You know, the other team's not scoring. But last year, I think we scored, 109 goals all season. And this year, we're already at 102. So our motto is get shots on net. If you have an open guy, give it up. But the scoring's coming from everywhere right now. That's probably where teams are having trouble with us is we've got 3 deep lines, and anybody can score. We've got 5-6 guys all right in the top scoring mix
mm-hmm.
within 3-4 points of each other. So it's very, very difficult for a team to pick up on our top players and say, hey, we're going to try to stop this guy or this guy. We just come at them with everybody.
Yeah, 16 games. You've got 2 kids with 40 points. That's almost 2.5 points a game. That's almost unheard of, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And we've got, you know, other guys with 37, 38, another with 32. We're starting to get scoring even from our defense, from the points. So it's fun for the guys because they get a lot of points, a lot of assists. We got a real good locker room this year. Real good camaraderie with the guys. They all get along real well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exciting for us. It makes it easy to coach.
Well, that's important, isn't it? The that locker room situation.
Especially in hockey. You spend a lot of time together. Now, a lot of these guys have been together, you know, for years in the local travel programs and what have you. But they all come together real well. They even had a team dinner that they set up on their own Friday night before the Lumen game. So just having guys do stuff like that, that's good stuff.
Oh, how's how satisfying to beat Lumen.
It is. I mean, you know, like you said earlier, I played there. That's why I went to school, obviously. But when you're playing against a team that you used to play for, you still want to get them, you know, if you know what I mean. I mean, you still want to beat them.
Sure.
It's satisfying in that respect. But you don't want to wish anything bad for those guys. I know Mike Wartell real well. Stevie Dunnigan used to coach me. So I hope they have good success in their direction. But at the same time, we know that they're just two games in the entire schedule. We want to beat them both games. We got another one with them. We know it's not going to be easy. They're definitely going to bring their A game. And our vision right now, our goal is we're looking beyond, and we drew Brighton again for our regional playoff, and of course their state final champs last year. And so we've got a mountain there. We know that. So we've got to get ready for that one.
Why do you keep doing that?
Well, it's just the way the region draws are. It's kind of been a little bit of disheartening for us that I know on the football side they rank everybody within a geographic area, and they don't have the top two teams playing each other right away. But in our sport, they go geographic, and we just keep getting stuck in that Brighton region, and unfortunately they're the top dogs in the state. But Our motto is we tell the guys, look, you got to play them sooner or later. Whether you beat them game one or beat them in the state finals, it really doesn't matter. So we're just going to have to be ready early on and try to knock them off early.
What makes that program so good, Andy?
Well, Brighton, right there on the outskirts of Detroit, they're located right outside that Milford area. There's a lot of hockey players up there.
Yeah.
A lot of kids that play travel, a lot of kids that play AAA. That's the hotbed area. So they maybe have a bigger draw on the hockey community, if you want to say that. The hockey community here is not as big. It's probably, as far as the number of kids that play, it's probably an even split between us and what Lumen draws. So it's pretty even here, but overall, they just have way, way more kids. So we have to do a lot more with what we get. We do pretty well with what we do get, but we still have to play those guys at the end.
Yeah, the numbers have been dwindling here like the population, and hockey is it's almost a specialty sport. You've got to there's a little more devotion, isn't there, that has to be put into hockey, and it's more costly, let's face it.
Oh, it is. I mean, the JAHA, the local association, is doing everything they can to try to get young kids in. They try to reduce the cost for the youngsters to get them in the door. It is a family way of life. I mean, I played it since I was 5 years old, and my kid played it. I got two young grandsons now that will probably start maybe in a year and a half, 2 years. But it's a huge commitment. And with the other available sports out there now, I mean, soccer's a big one that's drawn kids. But with the high expense, the high commitment, we're trying to get people involved in it. We try to get the community to the games like we had Saturday so they can see just how fun it can be. But it's a great game. It's a game you can play, you know, forever. I mean, it doesn't change much even when you get up into what we call the beer league. But so we're trying to draw kids. If anybody has any interest in trying the sport, they can contact Optimus or the JAHA Association and just give it a try. Get their kids in it. I think they'll love it.
Tough games left on your schedule, Andy?
We've got a couple coming up. I know Lumen had a tough one last week with Dexter, and we do have Dexter coming up here in about a week and a half. So that'll give us another bar, I guess you would say, to see what we're at. And then we've got to finish out our CAC league. Right now we're doing real well in that. We're 7-0 in that, but we want to make sure we don't stumble anywhere. You know? when you're winning a lot, it's I don't know how to say, but it's kind of difficult to convince the guys that, hey, we got stuff we got to work on.
Mm-hmm.
You learn more from a loss. Everybody knows that. But we got to keep ramping it up. So every team we play, we have to play better than we played the previous team.
Is that a goal to win that Capital League?
Well, for us, it's not only a goal. We want to win it out. We want to cruise through it, not have any wins. But that's definitely one of our goals. But we have all kinds of internal goals. We try to limit teams to X amount of shots on goal per game. It used to be 20, and now we're going to even lower that. And then shots we get on goal, we want to keep that number as high as we can. So you try to set little goals within all the other staff, and that keeps it fresh for the guys and keeps them improving.
Throw a couple names at us, some of your top players, Andy.
Well, Bodie Busef and Dakota Hitt are having real good years right now. They're both hitting on 40 points. John Kuchark is another one. Matthew Bradley's having a real good year. Chris Martin, Kyle Reisinger's kind of a defense anchor. Caden Grimes is really coming on well this year. And surprisingly, Barrett Rowe, our goaltender, is just a freshman. And for a freshman, he's done real well. So, we've got a lot of names out there. There's a lot of supporting guys as well. We have three lines we can basically play against anybody, and that's the hard part for other teams is, try to shut us down. We almost dare teams to try to match up with us.
Well, I think aren't you at home this weekend?
We've got one Friday up in Lansing with Grand Lodge, and then I think we have to wit on Saturday back home at 5:30.
Okay. Well, congratulations. What a start to the year, 14-2, and over 100 goals already in 16 games. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It has. Like I said, we got a great group. But we're just going to kind of try to keep it rolling.
Well, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Greg. Thank you.
Thanks, Andy. Andy Sinkovitz, Jackson United, on a big roll.